Welcome back to In Depth for one final interview and a very important interview it is. I have Sharon Benson in the studio. We're talking about Supporting Our Survivors 2018. It's an event coming up this next week, in fact, and it's about human trafficking specifically. Sharon, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing very well. And you mentioned you're not used to doing interviews on the air, and it's okay. This is like a pre-recorded thing, so you know, don't be nervous.
Okay.
We're just going to discuss. How are you involved with this fundraiser?
Over the last 5 years, our office has sponsored 6 dinners to support survivors of human trafficking. I've been involved in all 6 of those.
Wow.
Under Laxalt, we've had 5, this will be our 6th one.
Okay.
We have partnered with Nevada Trucking and Sir Optimus International to make these dinners successful. I'm an attorney at the Office of Attorney General, and I primarily work with child welfare. About 3 years ago, I went to Washington, D.C., to the White House for a White House convening on human trafficking, and tried to bring some of those ideas back to Nevada. I'm on a committee called it's CSEC, it's the Commercial Sexual Exploitation of Children Coalition.
Okay.
It's a group of individuals who basically get together and work to try and identify victims of trafficking and identify what services are needed, what we can actually do as a community to help them, and to figure out to identify victims and figure out what we can do to help them.
Exactly so.
This dinner specifically was created, it started in 2013. We as a state and really a country as a whole started shifting our view of human trafficking from criminals to victims.
Right.
And we started looking at that differently. And with that came the knowledge that we didn't really have any kind of support or services available in our community. So the state stepped up and created this contingency fund, or created a contingency fund by statute. The contingency fund provides services to victims through either an agency or a community organization.
Okay.
The services can help them with food, clothing, airline tickets to get home. Really, it's an emergency service fund. So the state created this emergency service fund, and it's entirely donation-based. Under Catherine Cortez Masto, who is our former AG and now Senator Masto, we as an agency, or as the Office of Attorney General, decided to step up and try and create a fundraising dinner to support that fund.
Right.
So we worked with Nevada Trucking and Sir Optimus International to co-sponsor this dinner.
Okay, very cool. And people can still get tickets to the dinner?
Yes, you can get tickets up until August 20th at NevadaTrucking.com.
Okay, NevadaTrucking.com. So not too much time left, so people need to jump on it. And it's going to be this Thursday.
This Thursday, August
23rd,
at the Silver Legacy Exposition Hall. It is. We will have a founder from a local service organization talk. We will have a law enforcement talk about what they see on the streets, and we will have a survivor who was trafficked locally in Reno to talk about her experiences of what she actually experienced here and what she actually had here in Reno. But it's not all bad. We also have a really good dinner.
Yeah.
We also have live music. We have a silent auction. We have some informational booths. It is actually it's a fun night.
Wonderful. It's going to be a good evening. It's going to be fun, but it's also going to wake people up and maybe teach them to look for possible signs of human trafficking in case they're not looking for that sort of thing. And maybe people will be more vigilant in the future.
It's about community education and community awareness. It's about understanding that it is still exist. It does exist here in Nevada. Mm-hmm. It does exist here in Reno. It's not just a Las Vegas thing. It's right here in our streets in Reno. And if you recognize the signs and you recognize we need community support. We need community support in order to move forward and really make a difference in victims' lives.
Right.
And really make a difference in human trafficking.
Amen to that. Well, thank you. And hopefully people will come to the dinner. If not, how can they find out more information about this problem?
You can. You can go to the NevadaTrucking.com website. You can go to the Office of Attorney General website. They have, the Office of Attorney General has a resource website. They have a lot of information on it. And you can go to the Department of Health and Human Services website. They have actually information directly related to this fund on their website.
My radio station, 100.1 The X, is going to be broadcasting live for the dinner.
Yes, we're very excited.
And our own little Lotus cluster has a table there, so that's going to be a fun time. But also, people can find a link to buy tickets at our website, myradiox.com.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're very welcome. So I just want to put that out there. But Sharon Benson, I want to thank you so much for coming in. Is there anything we didn't touch on that you'd really like to get in people's heads? about the dinner, about human trafficking in general, anything. If not, no big deal.
I think it's just a really positive thing. It's a very positive that our community idea is shifting away from this as being a criminal act as toward it being a victim. And our community is coming together to provide services and look and see what we can do to help these individuals. And I think that's really wonderful.
All right. Very cool. Well, then go to the dinner, people. Get your tickets.
Yes,
thank you so
please.
Much, Sharon Benson, for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you.